Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Gabriel and Aiden. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org, and send us your idea. Maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Guess what, guys? I have an exciting announcement. Today, we are announcing our special partnership with Green Kid Crafts. Have you guys ever heard of Green Kid Crafts? They're an amazing company that teaches kids all about science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. I love all of those things, and they send you boxes in the mail every month of really fun projects to work on. This is gonna help you be more creative, more active, and while maybe you're stuck at home, something really fun to do while you're listening to Kid Short Stories. Okay, so go to kidshortstories.org/grow. to save 10% on your monthly subscriptions. I'm so excited to do these with you guys. And are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go. Hey Gabriel, do you have everything ready?
Aiden said.
Yeah, well, I can't find the transporter teleporter button. Do you have it over there? Yeah, here it is. You see, Gabriel and Aiden were best friends, and they were getting ready for an amazing adventure. They had to put on these special suits to protect them, but they were going to push a button and shrink down to a tiny, tiny size and teleport into a delicious cucumber salad. Yeah, that was one of their favorite foods, and they were going to explore it. The size, it's tinier than even an ant. So small, you and I couldn't even see them. And they were so excited to start their exploration. All right, Aiden. Yeah, I'm all ready. I got my suit on, my boots, and everything. Are you good to go? Roger. On the count of three, let's push the button. One, two, three. Push. Whoa! As they shrunk down to a teeny tiny size and teleported into the cucumber salad, they were so excited for what they were going to see. Pretty soon they landed on one ginormous cucumber. This is so cool, Aiden said. All right, let's start gathering samples and make sure we have everything we need. Let's go. Gabriel and Aiden were hard at work. But pretty soon, something crazy would happen. Wait, what was that sound? It sounded like a dinosaur walking. Boom, boom, boom. But that was not a dinosaur. That was Gigi, and Gigi was really hungry. Oh no, I think she's gonna eat the cucumber salad. Wait! Aiden, look out! And just like that, they were scooped up into Gigi's mouth and swallowed down her tummy. Ah! What in the world are they gonna do? As Gabriel and Aiden picked themselves back up, they had to turn on their headlamps and look around. Aiden, where in the world are we? What happened? Gabriel, I'm pretty sure we just got eaten, and I think we're in Gigi's tummy. How in the world are we gonna get out of here? I can't live in here forever. This is gonna be terrible. Don't worry. Just remember, we have that button that will teleport us back to HQ. So I think we're good. But let's do a little exploring in here and see how the stomach works. I've never been in one before. Of course he'd never been in one before. Silly guy. Well, Gabriel and Aiden were excited to start exploring around this ginormous tummy. Because when you're teeny tiny, that stomach, your tummy, is going to look very big. So Aiden set down that really important button that he better not lose. But he set it down on one of the smaller pieces of cucumber. And they started to look around and take some samples and take some pictures and learn all about what was going on in the tummy. You see, our tummies are so special. Our bodies produce these special liquids that help break down our food into very, very small pieces, even kind of like a milkshake. And so when we chew up something like a cucumber, it goes down into our tummy, but it has to get even smaller. Do you know why? Yeah, because our bodies need to get energy from it. And how does our food turn into energy? Well, our bodies are masters at it. It sucks out all the nutrients and vitamins and really special parts about the cucumbers. And then all the leftovers, they go to our body. But I hope we don't have to go there. That would be really stinky, right? Ew! Well, Gabriel and Aiden were having a lot of fun learning about all this stomach. And they looked to the back of the stomach and there was this little door that would open and close, open and close. And some of the pieces of the really small food would go through. Wow, that is a really cool door. It only lets through what's ready to go through the rest of the system. Wow, Aiden and Gabriel were both very impressed. Oh, all right, Gabriel, I think we've gotten everything we need. We should probably get going. You have that button, right? No, Aiden, you had the button. Oh, that's right. Well, I just set it down right over here. Oh, where'd it go? The button was gone. Dun, dun, dun. What are we gonna do, Gabriel? I can't stay in here forever. We're so much smarter when we're bigger. Oh no, this is not good. Not good at all. They had to find that button or else they were gonna be stuck inside Gigi's tummy forever. All right, Aiden, let's take a look around, but I think if it's not in here, it might have gone down through that door that keeps opening and closing. Do you think it could be over there? Yeah, it might be, but that would be really confusing. Because once it gets into the small intestines, the small intestines are like really, really long. Yeah, did you know that the small intestines in our bodies are like 20 feet long? Yeah, that is really, really long. And when you're really, really small, that would feel like miles long. And so it's gonna take them a long time to try and find that button if that's where it is. So they better get started. Aiden and Gabriel both carefully climbed through the door at the back of the tummy and started to look through the small intestines. What are all these things? Gabriel shouted. Oh, those are the villi. You see, villi are in the small intestines and they look kind of like little fingers or little worms that wiggle around and wave. And do you know what they're looking for? They're looking for all the special nutrients and vitamins and things that our bodies need to make our energy. Yeah, and then they suck it through. It's pretty incredible. I've never seen anything like it, and neither has Gabriel or Aiden. As they were walking through, carefully stepping over all these villi, because there's a lot of them on the floor, on the walls, and on the ceiling when you're in the small intestines. So they kept walking through. Squish, 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 squish. We're getting close to the end and we've been walking for hours and I still haven't found the button. Aiden was getting pretty sad. It's okay, Aiden. I believe we can do this because we never give up, right? All right, we must be getting closer to the button because we've looked everywhere. And we're getting close to the end of the small intestines. And just like that. Oh, what's that smell? That is not a good smell. That smell means that they're getting close to the large intestines, which that's the stinky part that we talked about earlier, right? Yeah, we don't want to go in there. Wait, look over there, Gabriel. And just like that, they had found the button. It was stuck underneath one of the villi, and it was kind of hiding in there. Oh, That is such a relief. I was not wanting to go in the large intestines. That would have been terrible. All right, on the count of three, let's push the button and let's get out of here. One, two, three. Whoa! As they flew through space and time, they landed back in their headquarters, back in their normal size. Aiden, that was crazy, but really fun. We should totally do that again, right? Oh my gosh. Let's totally do it! Gabriel and Aiden had learned so much, and they were looking forward to the next time they could go on a crazy adventure like this. Our bodies are so special, right? And it's really important to eat delicious, healthy foods. And so today I want you to find a delicious, your favorite healthy food, something like some fruit or maybe a cucumber salad. I'm gonna eat a cucumber salad, I think. Yep, that's definitely what my body wants after a story like that. All right, friends, I will see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Have a great day. Bye.